joint from Mink Slide called Slide to You.
I'll be your lover, morning, noon, and night. I'll do whatever until I get it right. When I first saw you, love was at first sight. Our future is looking bright. You're bringing me sheer delight, baby. I wanna take you around the world with me.
Yeah.
You need a soldier. I do that joyously.
New Mink Slide, ladies and gentlemen, available right now at MinkSlide.com. MinkSlide.com. Funk on Wheels, available right now at MinkSlide.com. Glad to have y'all tuning in, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Tariq Radio. We are here. We're going to chop up some good game on today's broadcast. Today's show is brought to you by the Wilshire Financial Group. If you need $150,000 or more for any type of business project, they can help you. Loan approvals are between 24 and 48 hours and funding within 5 days or less. Hit them up at 702-747-5648. That's Wilshire Financial, 702-747-5648. Ladies and gentlemen, experts are waiting and available to give you answers to your credit questions. So we're going to chop up some good game on today's broadcast. We're going to do some Mac Lessons Reloaded today. We're going to tap back into some Mac Lessons, and we're going to give you some current news stuff too. But we got to chop up some good game, especially for the ladies. I want the ladies to listen up, tune in, because we're going to chop up some good game for the ladies in here. So family, don't y'all move a muscle. Let's do a quick commercial break. Let's get that out the way. Let's do a quick commercial break while everybody's getting in here. And then we'll be right back right here on Tariq Radio. Don't move a muscle.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin', by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack. And the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game, jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get The Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG. That stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
Are you looking for a 100% natural beard product that cleans the skin under your beard and it stimulates growth? Then check out Beard Tree Oil and Herbs LLC. They promote healthy beards over everything. They offer a full line of products including beard and face wash, balm oil, mist, and detox. So treat yourself to the Beard Tree 3 package, which includes the wash, balm, oil for just $25. For best results, check out the Beard Tree 5 that includes all 5 products for just $50. So check this out all at BeardTreeOilAndHerbs.com. That's BeardTreeOilAndHerbs.com, or follow them on Facebook and Instagram at Beard Tree Oils and Herbs. Listen, are you ashy as hell? Do you have dry, parched skin? Does your elbows look like elephant knees? If so, you want to get your skin from crusty to lovely. Go to ashkicking.com to get all the lotions, lubricants, and body butters that you need to get your skin in order. They got all types of health and beauty products, everything you need. They got incense, things to make your house smell good, things to make you smell good. So again, go to ashkicking.com. Again, that's ashkicking.com.
Are you looking to start your own business? Millions of brothers have turned to eBay to escape the rat race. Become your own boss and get the Power Seller Research eBook. It's a comprehensive, step-by-step guide that explains how to start an eBay business. The website is powersellerresearch.com. Again, that's powersellerresearch.com.
Stop overpaying for supplements. Static Supplements is your newest and best source for superfoods, proteins, pre-workout powders, and much, much more. The Static line offers all natural ingredients, lightning-fast delivery, and award-winning customer service. Static is also 100% black-owned and operated. Go to staticsupp.com. That's staticsupp.com and see for yourself. Let us help you be the best you that you can be. Never settle. Never give up.
What's up, family? You guys need to check out this cookie company out of Houston, Texas called The Cookie Confidant. Man, they sell these beautiful, delicious, huge cookies right out of Houston, Texas, man. And the brother has been in business since 2017. And I've tried these cookies, man. They are bomb, bomb, bomb. Very delicious. My personal favorite are the chocolate chip pecan cookies, man. They are bomb. Y'all need to go to cookieconfidant.com to get these cookies. Black-owned company, man. They got chocolate chip peanut butter cookies, white chocolate cookies with sprinkles, man. So anything you like in a cookie, they got it. So again, go to cookieconfidant.com. That's cookieconfidant.com. Our children are influenced by many things in this world, and music is one of them. If you're worried about your children listening to music that promotes sex, drugs, and violence, then introduce them to Gifted and Lit. Gifted and Lit is an award-winning program that combines hip-hop and cartoons to teach children math, science, and language arts, and much, much more. Gifted and Lit also has an amazing new home workout program called Gifted and Fit. This program combines social, emotional, learning, and physical fitness to help families get in shape together. Order right now and use the coupon code Tariq to save 10% off on your next order. Go to giftedandlit.com right now and join the movement.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave a op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at ogunjuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximal strip, hit them haters on ground, so you can feel free when you out in the town. Ogun juice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
You are now tuned in to the incredible, to the legendary Tariq Nasheed. On Tariq Radio.
Please wear your mask.
Oh, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. How y'all doing? Glad to have the family tuning in. Don't forget to go to buckbreakingmovie.com to get the Buck Breaking Movie. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1 through 5. If you have not seen Hidden Colors, HiddenColorsFilm.com, ladies and gentlemen. So let's get into it, ladies and gentlemen. While you're here, first of all, I need everybody to hit that thumbs up button. I need everybody to hit that thumbs up button right now, and then hit that subscribe button. If you see the subscribe button there and you have not hit it, I need you to hit that subscribe button. Subscribe to the broadcast right now, ladies and gentlemen. Now let's get into some game real quick. I haven't really done a show on game in a minute. We got to tap back into the Mac Lessons Reloaded. You know, we did the Mac Lessons. I started doing Mac Lessons almost 20 years ago, guys. How many of you guys were around during the Mac Lessons days? I'm talking about 2006. That's almost 20 years ago. That's getting close to 20 years ago, 2006. That's when we first started doing the Mac Lessons radio show. And even before that, way before that, I had all the books and all that. But Mac Lessons, I was just thinking about that. We did, that's almost 20 damn years ago. Way before really social media got to popping the way it was. When we started doing Mac Lessons, the only thing that was really popping was MySpace at the time. MySpace was the one that was really popping. Where are my day ones at in the room? If you one of the Mac Lessons day ones who remember the Mac Lessons from 2006, I'm talking about the ones who were there for real, Let me see a black fist up in the chat room real quickly. Let me see a black fist up in there. A lot of folks are new, but some of the diehards have been around for a minute. And there was a topic that we're talking about on social media that I wanted to touch on. There was a tweet a young lady put up. And let me show y'all the tweet. Hold on 1 second. This is a tweet by a young lady on Twitter. She said, "My boyfriend of 5 years is marrying someone he met just 6 months ago. I don't understand. Heartbroken." Where are my ladies at? Let me get my ladies in here. Let me talk to my ladies. It's been a while since we've sat down and dropped some hot game for the ladies. All the ladies, let me see your hands in the air in the room. Let me see how many ladies in here. I got to talk to the ladies for a minute because this is a topic. It's kind of been coming up on social media. A lot of women have been saying the same thing. I've been dating a dude for 3 years and I was dating a guy for 4 years and I was with a guy for almost a decade. We broke up and then he immediately went and got married to somebody else. We keep seeing this narrative pop up. And this confuses a lot of women. Women want to know, where did they go wrong? What did they do wrong? What happened? What's up with these guys? How could they be in relationships with these guys so long and the guys never wiped them up? But they immediately left the relationship and immediately wiped up the next chick. Well, ladies, we have to ask a question, and that's the title of the show. Ladies, are you the soulmate or are you the homie? Ladies, y'all got to understand, some of you are the homies. And this is why guys can be in long relationships with you and not wipe you up, because some of you are hella cool. And a guy has no reason to not be around you if you're hella cool. Just because you're hella cool, ladies, don't mean that a nigga's gonna wipe you up. Let me slow roast the thing here so y'all can feel me. Let me say that one more time. Ladies, just because you're cool, that doesn't mean the dude is gonna wipe you up, because just because you're cool, that doesn't mean you're a soulmate. You understand? There's a lot of women out here. You and dudes that you deal with, you have a lot of chemistry with the dude, but you still ain't that dude's soulmate. You're not that dude's soulmate. He doesn't look at you as a soulmate. And ladies, you've been in situations where you met dudes. He was nice. He was cool. Y'all had a great time. But you knew in your heart that wasn't husband material. That's not a nigga you gonna marry. Y'all do it. Ladies, y'all have niggas all the time that you're cool with, that you drink with and go out on dates with, and sometimes you fuck on him. But you know that ain't husband material. Women, you know. Women, you know that some of these niggas that you're dealing with, that you're hella cool with, that you kaka and kiki with, sometimes he might spend the night with you. Y'all have a great time, but you know that nigga is not husband material. You know that. It's the same thing for guys, ladies. We'll hang out with you forever without wiping you up, because guys like comfort zones. Sometimes you get a cool chick and you get in a cool comfort zone with her, but she's just not that soulmate. Guys know, women know, and guys know. And let me talk to the ladies for 1 minute about the 5 things that's needed, that guys need to make you a soulmate. And a lot of women who are the homies, you just don't have these 5 things. I need y'all to hit that thumbs up button, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to teach the ladies today. Ladies, there's 5 things that a man needs in a woman that's going to make her the soulmate. And even if you don't have these 5 things, you still might just be a cool chick to be around. Some of you are very fun. Some of you have great personalities. And guys generally like fun women with cool personalities. So he doesn't, again, he doesn't see a reason to not be around you. That's why guys can be around you for 4 or 5 years, kind of casually dating you and not wiping you up, because you are a fun person to be with, but you don't have some of these 5 characteristics that a dude needs in order for you to really be a soulmate for him. Okay? Let's break down some of these 5 things that men need, ladies, for a man to look at you as a soulmate. Number 1, a low body count. Ladies, no matter how fun and bubbly you are, how witty you are, how much chemistry you have with a dude, if you have a high body count, meaning that you done been with a bunch of different niggas, that's going to be a blip on the belt. A lot of guys are going to have to deduct points off your Carfax as far as that. That's not going to work for a lot of guys, no matter how cool you are. If there's so many body counts on your resume, not really trying to wipe that one up. You got to have a low body count. It's very important. Now, there's some women out there with high body counts who are hella cool. Niggas like kicking it with you. We'll casually date you. But that body count is hella high. We don't want to make a long-term, lifelong commitment to somebody who done ran through the dick train. You done been out there in them damn streets. And a dude don't really want that. We all know that. And women try to use the double standard where there's dudes live with a bunch of women. Women, it's different. It's a different vibe. It's a different thing. It is much, much different for a man to have a female with a whole bunch of bodies under her belt. Got to get that body count down, as that coon in Chicago said. Got to get that body count down. Now, you know what the high body count is. Oh, women, you know what the high body is. You know how many dicks you had, and the nigga has an idea too. Your dude has an idea how many dicks you had. Ladies, y'all know, y'all done been through it. Some of y'all know how high your body count is. Some of you know how high your body count is. Yeah? So that body count has to be low. You got to get that body count down. You can't accumulate a high body count, ladies. Somebody in the chat room said they got a high body count. Yes. Body counts matter. Yes, they do. Now, the second thing that a guy needs in a woman to look at her as a soulmate, her potential maternal skills. Is this the kind of woman who's going to be thorough in raising children, particularly his children? Guys look at that too. When guys look at you women, when we dating you, we look and see, if I have a baby with this woman, is she the kind of woman who's going to be nurturing with my children? Is she going to nurture the kids? Is she going to take care of the kids the way they need to be taken care of? And guys, when they date you, they kind of look and they study your habits, ladies. We look at you. Now, if you're the kind of woman who's hella cool or whatever, but you got a junky ass crib, you got junk and garbage all around your crib, even though you're a cool chick and even though we're casually dating, in the back of a dude's mind is like, this pussy is good, but damn, I wouldn't want to have no kids with this nasty ass broad. Her crib is kind of filthy. You understand? Dudes think like that. A lot of dudes think like that. A lot of dudes think, okay, damn, she's cool, we have a good time, but damn, she kind of clubs just a little bit too much. She clubs more than me. I don't know if I would want to have a kid with a woman who's always clubbing like that. We look at little stuff like that. We look at, and I'm not saying the club is bad or anything like that, because we all hit the club and all that, but at certain times in your life, if you're out of that stage, that's when guys will start looking at you as soulmate potential. But if you're still in that clubbing stage, a lot of guys are just not going to look at you as a soulmate at the time. They're just not going to look at you like that. So do you have potential maternal skills? Will you get up early and watch our kids if we have them? If you're the kind of chick who likes to sleep in late, which is nothing wrong with that if you don't have kids, but guys, look at your habits. Guys who are looking for a real soulmate. This is what I'm talking about. Guys who are looking for a soulmate. Somebody said Jennifer Lopez has a high body count. Is Jennifer Lopez married right now? Somebody just brought up something very interesting. Jennifer Lopez has a high body count. Is Jennifer Lopez married right now? How old is Jennifer Lopez? And is she married right now? Somebody in the room, help me out with that. Somebody brought up Jennifer Lopez. Is she married now? And how old is she? And then I rest my case, ladies and gentlemen. So now let's get to number three. Number three, the thing that men look for in women to make them potential soulmates to wife up: cooking skills. Cooking skills are very important. And I know that is very cliche, but that goes back into the raising of children. If we have children, can this woman cook for me and my children? You got to have those cooking skills. That's very important, because when you are really serious about somebody, you're not trying to go out and eat all the time. You're not trying to order Postmates all the time. You're not trying to eat leftovers all the time. You want somebody to go in and get busy with that stove. You know, the white supremacist women, they try to make that sound misogynistic, but those white women be the first ones in the kitchen making tuna casseroles and Rice Krispie treats for white men. Don't get it twisted. They got black folks thinking that we're not supposed to have our sisters cooking for us. That's bullshit. Them white women be sitting up here talking all that feminism nonsense, and they'd be right there in the kitchen making some asparagus sprouts and some avocado wraps for Brad. You understand? So your cooking skills got to be up to par. A lot of y'all women just don't cook. A lot of these new women, they don't know how to cook worth a damn, because they like to club and order out and go and get crab legs at the crab leg spot and turn up, but you don't know how to cook a damn thing. And you wonder why you dated a nigga for 3.5 years and he left you, threw away the crab leg bib, and got with a woman who's in that kitchen making it do what it do. Your cooking skills have to be there, ladies. There's a very nurturing thing about women who can cook for their dudes and their families. There's a very maternal and nurturing thing about that. You understand that? Don't get it twisted. Now, there's some of y'all who can cook. There's some cooking hoes. I know some hoes who can cook very good. There's some hoes who run the streets and can cook their asses off. All right. Now, just because you can cook real good don't mean you're going to get wiped up either. Now, you can't be a cooking hoe, a cooking skank, you cooking and then running the streets. No. I know some chicks who run the streets all day but cook their asses off. That's not going to work either. That will not work either. You can't have a spatula in one hand and a dick in the other. You can't do it like that. There has to be constructive balance, ladies. There has to be constructive balance. All right. Now, the fourth thing, ladies, that a man look for when it comes to wifing up a woman, for a man to look at a woman as a potential soulmate and not just the homie, is likelihood of loyalty. Are you going to be loyal to this dude? For real, for real. Loyalty is very big. Guy want to know if he has a rider with him. Are you a rider chick? Are you a ride or die? Are you going to be loyal to this dude? Are you going to ride for a nigga? If things get rough, are you going to be there? Are you going to be the kind of chick who does what happened in the movie Soul Food? Remember the infamous scene in Soul Food where my brother got married to the... What's her name? I'm having a blank on everybody. Nia Long. He was married to Nia Long's character. They had some financial issues, and then Nia Long went to her ex-dude for some help. That was real foul. Now, she was supposedly doing it for the right reasons, but that was foul. Nia Long went to her ex-dude, who was a baller, to kind of get her husband hooked up with a job and all that. That was very foul to do. And her husband got mad and he flipped on her, as he should have. That was very foul because it was disloyal. You don't go to no other nigga. You don't go to the next nigga for anything. Yeah. Guys like loyalty. If things get rough, you're going, yeah, Mekhi Phifer, yeah. She went to the next nigga and then the next nigga rubbed it in his face. Remember? That's why you don't want your chick going to the next nigga, because the next nigga knows that it's disrespectful. I want y'all to study that movie again. Her name was Bird. That's right. So she went to the next nigga asking for help, which was disrespectful to her man. That was disrespectful to her husband. And because she disrespected her dude, her old ex-dude disrespected the husband. Remember the scene where the dude walked up to the husband talking about all the things she would do with her mouth and all this old shit? Saying this old disrespectful shit to the nigga. You dig? That's why you need loyalty. You don't go to the next dude. Ladies, let me ask you something. Ladies, let's say you're dating a guy. Ladies, you're dating a guy. You're going through some things. You and your guy dating. And the rent got a little behind because of COVID. I'm talking to the ladies here. Ladies, the rent got behind because of COVID. And y'all don't know what to do. You know, his job ain't really paying like it's supposed to. Your little position, your job ain't really paying like it's supposed to. So your dude went to one of his ex-chicks who's a business owner. She owns a little beauty supply or beauty parlor. She owns a hair salon. So she got her little money popping. So he go to her, or he goes to his baby mama or one of his ex-chicks and say, hey, let me hold about $1,200. And she lets him hold that money. How would you feel if that nigga came home with that ex-girlfriend's $1,200 in his pocket, throwing it on the table for you, ladies? How would you feel about that, ladies? You would feel foul. You would feel foul about that. Y'all be in there on some Florida Evans shit. I don't want this dirty money. Where are you getting all this cash? Y'all be in there talking like Florida Evans. He came in there with that ex-girlfriend money. You wouldn't like it. Your asses wouldn't like it. You would feel messed up. Yes, you would. You would be salty if he had to go to the next chick to get some paper to make your situation better. Very disrespectful. Loyalty is very big. It goes both ways. Loyalty goes both ways. Because you know that chick who has the hair salon is going to be talking shit about your ass. You know that. You know she's going to be out there putting your name all greasy in the streets. You don't want that. You never want your significant other to have to go to somebody else for any kind of help like that, especially somebody they used to fuck on. You understand? And that brings us to number five, ladies and gentlemen. Number five is very important. A man looks for a woman who's a good brand ambassador for the relationship. Now, what does that mean? A brand ambassador, meaning that you're going to represent him and her when he's not around. When he's not around, you're still going to represent him in a respectful manner. You're going to talk highly of him, or you're not just going to talk greasy about him. A lot of times, women, y'all date niggas, and then when you get around your friends, you're kind of putting all your negative business all in the streets like that. Or you're just talking greasy about your dude. That's a no-no, because if that gets back to a nigga, you're not representing our relationship like that. You're not representing like you're supposed to. You got to be a good brand ambassador. When a nigga's not around, he wants to make sure that his woman is speaking up highly of him, speaking of him in a respectful manner, making sure other people are speaking of him in a respectful manner. Because there are situations where you're dating somebody and they go somewhere and then somebody else is talking greasy about you. Your dude wants to know, hell, what did you say to represent? What did you say to counter what the person in the street was saying? Because if you go somewhere, ladies, and somebody's talking greasy about your dude, and it gets back to your dude, he wants to know, what the hell did you say to check these people for talking greasy about me? If you didn't say nothing, that's going to be a bad look on you. You understand? You have to represent and be a good brand ambassador for the relationship. And don't put all your personal business in the streets like that. Even with your family. A lot of y'all get around your family and your cousins and some people that you're very close to, and y'all start telling shit that goes on in the bedroom or stuff that goes on in the house, and your dude don't want that to happen. That's not a good look. You're not a good brand ambassador. Whatever y'all do with each other, that's supposed to stay between you if you're going through any issues. And I'm not talking about abusing them, but niggas whooping your ass, by all means, tell somebody. But I'm just talking about just everyday relationship stuff. Everything don't need to be put out there like that. Guys look at stuff like that. Guys who are serious about getting a soulmate. A lot of women don't possess these skills. And if you don't possess these skills, we're just going to put you in that homie situation. And we'll kick it with the homie forever. We'll kick it with you until we find that soulmate. That's how a lot of guys are. A lot of women, you'll kick it with a nigga for a certain period of time. And if you know that he ain't going to be that dude, you'll kind of charge it to the game, or you won't invest too much into the relationship if you know that there is no potential for this guy to be your soulmate or person that you're going to elevate to marriage. Women kind of know, and you don't put too much investment in the guy. But a lot of guys, again, if you are a cool chick, sex is good, y'all have a good time together, niggas will hang out with your ass, and yeah, I'll be your goddamn boyfriend. Yeah, we'll kick it, we'll have fun. But if a nigga meets that person who has all of those five qualities, it's going to be the dust for you. He's out. And then you'll be on Twitter talking about, damn, what happened? I don't understand. See, that's why we got to get both sides of the story here. Now, all the ladies in the room, can y'all press that thumbs up button, hit that like button, hit that thumbs up button, ladies and gentlemen. And y'all can also get my book, Player Be Played, which is still available. It's a big bestseller, Player Be Played. Get that at Amazon.com right now. Let me get into some news real quickly. Y'all know what's going on with the athletes out here, the NBA, Kyrie Irving. Y'all know what's going on with him, with Kyrie Irving right now. A lot of people are talking about Kyrie Irving not getting the shot. He doesn't want to get vaccinated, and they're talking about punishing him. They're talking about he can't show up to practice. He can't play until he gets vaccinated. And there's a big debate over whether this is right or not. And a lot of people they got mixed views about this. Some people are saying, well, he should get vaccinated because, hey, you're going to put the lives of everybody else in jeopardy, and you need to get vaccinated because it's the right thing to do, and whoop-de-whoop. And some people are saying, well, damn it, forcing this man to get vaccinated, where does it stop? If you can force one person or a group of people to get vaccinated, where does this stop? Where does it end? It's scary to some people. Some people are very concerned about where this can go. Where does it end if you can force somebody? And this is, some people are looking at it as force. Some people are saying, well, he's not being forced. He's just choosing not to do the right thing. But let me say, if you want somebody to do something that they don't want to do, and then you threaten their livelihood, you threaten to take away resources and their livelihood from them, you are forcing them to do something. That is force. Punishing somebody if they don't do what you want them to do, by definition, that is force. Is this where we want to go? Is this the road we want to go down? I'm just asking questions just for the YouTube censors. YouTube censors, I'm just asking questions. I'm not saying hey, nay, yay, or I agree or disagree. I'm just asking questions here. Where does this end? When people say, hey, I don't really want to take a shot for something that I don't really know about. I don't really know the ramifications of this thing, because from what I understand, there are some people, there was another player, I want to say he was down in Georgia, I want to say that, where he had a jab and he said there were some things that happened to him that kind of took him out the game. He couldn't play no more. From what I understand, this was a report that I heard. I'm not trying to give any information that is not accurate. You can Google what I'm saying. I'm just giving information based on news reports. You understand? So some people do have a healthy concern about, should I take something that's not really tested the way it should be tested? Something that's relatively new. Do I want to put something in my body and I don't really know what the reaction is going to be? Should people have that right? Should people have the right to say, hey, I want to, if it's not broke, I don't want to quote unquote fix what's not broke. I'm not symptomatic. I don't have any symptoms. I'm feeling fine now, but I don't want to put something in my body that I'm unsure about. Should people have that right? You understand? Now you have the Sambo class out here. You have these bought and paid for Sambos like the Stephen A. Smiths, and he's been cooning it up nonstop. This Negro. Oh, let me play some clips of Stephen A. Smith. He's been going in on Kyrie Irving nonstop. He's been just going in on him nonstop. Stephen A. Smith, he's a do boy, but this is Stephen A. Smith. He's been bucking his eyes nonstop. Hold on.
NBA now.
Hold on.
For almost 25 years.
This is your boy. This is Stephen.
I mean, this is some of the stupidest nonsense I've ever seen.
Lord.
Just flat out stupid. So let me get this straight. So if the reports are true, because we don't know whether they are or not, okay? But let's give credit to Sham and others who have reported this. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. Let's go with that, okay? If it is true, Jay, if it is true, Marcus, so you don't have a problem with taking the vaccine, your position is that you're going to sit up there and compromise the championship aspirations of an organization you signed on to represent. You coaxed Kevin Durant into signing on to represent. You played a role in coaxing James Harden into signing on to represent. You're going to compromise all of that because you want to give a voice to the voiceless. Really? And how is that going to work out for you, Kyrie Irving? You're going to disappear from the game of basketball? Who the hell is going to be interested in what you have to say when you have proven that you can't even be trusted enough to do your damn job? A job you volunteered for.
No, see, they've given this Negro a script to make it seem like, okay, you volunteered. No, no. He didn't volunteer to get an unknown shot now. He didn't volunteer for that, no. You see how they're trying to put their coons out here to reword things? Kyrie didn't volunteer to take an unknown shot. No, he didn't. He volunteered to play basketball. He did not volunteer to take a shot that nobody really understands right now. He did not volunteer for that. This Negro's white paymasters then gave him a script to go out here and flip. Okay?
Do your damn job. A job you volunteered for. This ain't the military where you were drafted. You chose to play basketball. You chose to enter the NBA. You chose to sign that contract as a free agent to go to the Brooklyn Nets. You chose Brooklyn as your destination.
Right now.
You chose the Nets franchise to represent. You asked KD and James Harden to come on board with you in Brooklyn to establish your own legacy. And then you leave them hanging.
I want the biscuit. Oh, let me tell you how.
One more time.
I want a biscuit. I need it right now. I I want a biscuit. Oh, let me tell you how.
Boy, Steven, this nigga is campaigning for biscuits, ain't he? Damn, he was campaigning for them damn butter biscuits. Yeah, this is a script given to him. Kyrie did not volunteer to take a shot. No, he didn't. And nobody said if you join the NBA, you're going to have to take these shots. This is all new. All of this is brand new. So, yeah, some people have reservations about it. Some people have reservations about that, and that's fair to have reservations about something that's really unknown. You don't really know too much about this. It's a fair assessment. YouTube censors. I'm not saying anything against the vaccine, YouTube censors. I'm just saying that it's fair for people to have reservations. Not saying that your shots are good or bad. People do have the right to have reservations, and that's okay. But I don't like when these Negroes sit up here and wag their finger towards black athletes, but they don't do the same to these racist ass coaches and these team owners. What's that white coach who just got fired because he was saying some racist stuff, but they flipped it and only focused on the homophobic stuff that he said? He said a whole bunch of racist stuff talking about the black union owner's lips or some shit like that. And they almost gave him a pass on that. And then they found some more emails where he said something that was allegedly homophobic. And that was when they got rid of him. What's that guy's name? Because I don't really keep up with sports like that. Gruden. Okay, Gruden. John Gruden. Okay. And notice that all the media reports are just focusing on the homophobia stuff. They're not talking about the racist stuff. They're focusing on the homophobia stuff. They always got to downplay the anti-black racism. They always got to downplay that. You understand? See, they look out for each other when it comes to downplaying anti-black racism. Did y'all see the story with Katie Couric? Katie Couric did an interview with Ruth Ginsburg. And Katie Couric admitted with Ruth Ginsburg that she protected Ruth Ginsburg because of some comments Ruth Ginsburg made about black people protesting racial injustice. Hold on. Here's the article here. Katie Couric edited Ruth Ginsburg's comments about Colin Kaepernick's protest to protect the justice, according to a new book. So basically, Ruth Ginsburg was out here talking about black folks protesting in 2016. And she was talking greasy about it, sounding just like those right wingers. You know, all these white supremacist right wingers were talking about how black folks shouldn't be out here protesting and taking a knee and how we're disrespecting the flag. And the underlining theme was racism. And Ruth Ginsburg said that the gesture is dumb and disrespectful for people to be out here protesting anti-black racism. And they protected her. Because, see, you're only supposed to point the finger at the right wingers who talk about black people protesting. But the so-called liberals who go after black people protesting, you got to protect them. See, she didn't want to sully the image of Ruth Ginsburg. She didn't want to sully her image. They look out for each other. They stay on code with each other. This is the white supremacist code. The liberal white supremacists, you're only supposed to point out other white people's racism if they're conservative. That's part of their game. Racism is only supposed to be brought up if you can pin it on the Republicans. You're never supposed to point out the liberals' racism. That's why they kept downplaying Ed Buck. Ed Buck was a white, liberal, LGBT white supremacist who's a suspected serial killer. And they downplayed that man from day one. They downplayed his racism from day one. And their Negro flunkies did too. Those Negro flunky Democratic Negroes who are in power, I won't even say power, who are in office in Los Angeles, their job was to protect Ed Buck too. Jackie Lacey, where are my LA people? Y'all remember her, Jackie Lacey, who wouldn't prosecute his ass? Jackie Lacey, the Boulay mammy that they had in office for a long time, people were going all up to her house complaining about her ass. And a lot of these Negroes that they put in city council positions and prosecution positions out here in LA, these are the most useless niggas ever. Oh, these niggas are so useless. They are tools of the white supremacist establishment. They are useless out here in LA, and I'm telling you from experience. Is one of this dude right here, one of these LA City Council leaders, Mark Ridley Thomas. He has to step down because they just got his ass on corruption charges. This just came out today. I'm telling you, we've been dealing with these folks as far as getting the museum. This is what we've been telling you. Some of these Negroes are useless out here. They're right in line with these white supremacists in thwarting the efforts of black folks getting a good economic foothold out here. That's why we got to go through other districts to get shit popping. And with foundational black Americans, when we try to do business, and I've said this before, when foundational black Americans, when we have to do business or try to open a business, we got to go through three obstacles. Number one, we got to go through the white supremacists. We got to deal with their fuckery. We got to go through them. And then once we get past the white supremacists, then we got to go through their Negro Boule minions, which are the Negroes like this, these niggas that they put in place to sabotage black folks trying to get an economic foothold. These niggas who got butter biscuits for themselves. They get butter biscuits for themselves to sabotage any other black business owner. We got to go through these niggas, the gatekeepers. And then once we get past them, then we have to deal with nuisance type niggas, meaning the non-FBA tethers who are jealous and hating. The jealous non-FBA tethers who just go around harassing and sabotaging shit just out of hate. We got to go through them niggas, which they are powerless, but they're more of a nuisance and they're dangerous because they're motivated by hate. And these are the kind of niggas who will try to sabotage your shit. You understand? So we got to go through a lot of obstacles as foundational black Americans trying to do business. But we can handle that once we understand what the problem really is. But family, another thing we got to look at when doing business and also just trying to get ourselves together as foundational black Americans, we got to stop walking into trick bags. Now, family, there was this article came out this week, revealed Facebook's secret blacklist of dangerous individuals and organizations. So they got a list of so-called terrorist organizations that Facebook is working with the government with. You know, Facebook is the government, by the way. Let's be very clear. Facebook is the government. They call it Fedbook for a reason. So Facebook has a list that they share with the government, with the FBI, of terrorist groups or potential terrorist groups or groups that's on a watch list for potential terror, dangerous individuals and organizations. And The Intercept revealed this list. It's a pretty long list. They got a lot of like Islamic groups. They have quite a few white supremacist groups on there. Very long group, very long list. I mean, the list is very long, but let me pull up one particular name on that list. The list is very long, and you can go to The Intercept to see the article. Look at some of the names on there. They got different militia groups, and they got one group, they got the Oath Keepers and all that, but they got the Not Fucking Around Coalition. NFAC, Scam Master J's organization. And I told people for a long time, now look, Scam Master J, they're talking about targeting him. That guy is an op. They're not going to really target this guy. they're not going to target. This guy is an op. He's down with the them folks. I told people for the longest, man, that NFAC, that's something to get black folks who have militant mindsets. That's to get your name on that list. I told people the purpose of them was to get black folks who are about the business and get your name on that list. That's why Scam Master J and those guys were getting people's serial numbers. They were getting people's ID in order to get down with his organization. You had to turn in your ID. I tried to tell people what this was about. This was to get y'all on a damn list. Man, y'all know y'all shouldn't have walked into that. That was a trap if I've ever seen one. And my dude down there in Florida, he was being targeted by the race soldiers and he had to shoot his way out of it. And they got him in jail. And from what I understand, he got turned in by other members of the NFAC. He got turned in. They're the ones who turned him in. They knew how to find him because they got everybody's information. That's exactly what they wanted to do. They wanted to make folks join an organization, which you're not supposed to do, so that they can get all your information. So if you pull a, hit a lick, if you hit somebody, if you hit a race soldier, they know where to go find your ass. And they knew exactly where to go find them. Family, y'all don't walk into situations like that. Yeah, Brother Ozone. Yes, Ozone. Othel Wallace, they knew exactly where to find them. They knew how to go in there and look at names and see who's involved in the organization. Family, y'all can't walk into traps like that. Let's talk real. You cannot be openly joining these militia organizations like that. That's not what you do. Walking around on camera with your guns, that's not what you do. Because all you're doing is putting yourself on a list. Walking around with your guns, chanting, and everybody's dressing the same and all. This ain't ROTC. That's not how this thing works, family. That's not going to work, folks. It didn't work for the Black Panthers in the 1960s. All that did was let everybody know who's the militants and who all we need to put on a list. You gotta be covert. You gotta be low-key, you gotta be a lone wolf if you're going to protect yourself. That's the mindset you gotta have. You gotta protect yourself thinking like a lone wolf. You gotta be low-key with it. You gotta be covert in order to protect yourself and your community. Walking around with your guns, that accomplishes absolutely nothing. And as we see, the NFAC, they didn't accomplish anything but getting everybody on a damn list. We can't go out like that, ladies and gentlemen. You got to be covert. You got to be smart with the way you handle business out here. Down in Texas, speaking of Texas, there was a situation where, and I've seen a few situations lately where there's some cats going out, taking out these race soldiers heavy. They're going in and they're going out heavy down in Houston. And another thing we got to understand, these folks got stuff out here. Remember I was telling y'all about them damn police dogs that they got, those robotic dogs that they got, where they were trying to make those little robot dogs look like they were little cute little toys. They had them little robot dogs doing flips. Boston Electronics, or whatever the name of that corporation was. They're showing you them little robot dogs doing flips and all that like it's cute. Nah, that ain't cute. Don't think for a minute they're doing that trying to be cute. Those are weapons. Those little robot dogs they use. They use those things to go get Micah Johnson, by the way. But them running around with them little robot dogs, I told people, you better watch out for that. Because look at this. Robot dogs can now have assault rifles mounted on their backs. This is what they got with those little robot dogs that they had doing little cute flips. Y'all thought those little cute flips were something that was kid friendly? Nah, these are weapons. Now they're showing you what the real deal is about these damn robot dogs. These things are designed as weapons, and who do you think they're going to put these weapons on? Who do you think they're going to use these weapons on, ladies and gentlemen? Family, they're stepping it up on some Terminator shit, because look, the white supremacists, their numbers are dwindling and they can't afford to keep taking hits, because there's brothers out here on some lone wolf shit hitting these race soldiers. So they're going to have these machines do the work for them. This is why they're getting into all this trans humanism and all of this trans technology stuff. It's real deal. It's the real deal out here. But like I was saying, out there in Houston, there was a situation where they went to a brother's crib to serve him with a warrant. And man, this brother let that thing all the way loose. Let me show y'all a clip of this. And this is public record. And I'm showing this for education purposes. But yeah, they went to a brother's spot. This was in Houston. They went to this brother's crib to give a warrant. And this brother let all the way loose. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. You might not be able to hear the audio. They're like, Dion, is Houston police. And this brother let loose. That brother had a chopper. One of the officers died. Another one was injured. And I think they ended up killing this brother. But it's real out here in these streets, family. It's real out here in these streets. Now, there was another situation in Georgia. There was another situation in Georgia recently where this officer on his very first ship, he just started, and he went right across the street from the police station. This is in a small town in Georgia. On his first ship, he goes across the street and starts harassing an innocent black person on a bogus traffic charge. Let me pull that up. Officer Dylan Harrison. That's the officer's name. He starts harassing this brother and ends up tasing this brother because of a bogus traffic stop. It wasn't even a real traffic stop. Let me get the information about this story. Let me get all the correct info about it. It's very heavy. And he's harassing this brother, and somebody had some secretly filmed the video. Hold on. Let me get all the articles about this story. Let me get all the articles about it. Hold on 1 second. All right. So let me show the video of it. Hold on. This is the video of the officer Dylan Harrison targeting this brother. He's pushing him, and then he ended up tasing the brother. Look at this footage here. Hold on. This is them at the gas station. The footage is a little grainy, if you can see it. And the brother is asking, what law did I break? What law did I break? You see, the race soldier pushes the brother. They lied on the police report and said the brother pushed the race soldier, which he didn't. And the brother walking away, trying to de-escalate. The brother's walking away from the race soldier. And then the race soldier tases the brother. The race soldier tases this brother, okay? Okay. So now later on, what happens is an associate of the brother on the ground, allegedly an associate of the brother, finds the race soldier and ambushes him and kills him. This brother here allegedly ambushed the suspected race soldier in retaliation for him harming his friend. And they arrested the brother, and I don't know when he's going on trial, but family, the streets are calling back right now. The streets are kind of taking justice in their own hands right now. And that's what they don't like. They get a little weary of that. Now, in Georgia, boy, they all crying. Oh, the cop was a hero. I don't think the cop was a hero because he was racially antagonizing and harming people. I don't think he was a hero. I'm not saying anything is justified. I'm not saying anything is good or bad. I need more evidence, first of all. I'm going to need more evidence, and I need more information about the story. But a lot of people are now taking justice in their own hands. A lot of people are not waiting on no oversight commission or whatever. People are just taking justice in their own hands. People have gotten to the point where, damn it, if we're going to go out, we need to just do what we have to do. This is how people think. And is this the new norm? What's going on here? And this is why the dominant society, they got a problem with this, because they don't have a counter for it. They don't have no counter for somebody just going Rambo on race soldiers. They don't have a counter for that. See, this is why they want you on a list. They want you joining militia groups, because see, they can thwart your efforts if you're part of an organization. But if you just take it upon yourself to go put in some work, they have no counter for that. And that is a problem. You understand? So I don't know. I just don't know, ladies and gentlemen. It's real heavy out here in these streets. It's heavy out here in the streets. Because now we know that our Negro elected officials, black people are kind of tired now. Just putting worthless, useless Negroes in office, that's just not working no more. We see past the con game now. We know that's not going to work. Talking about a minority coalition, that's not going to work. Just all the con games that they're running on us, that's just not working no more. Now, people feel like they have to take justice in their own hands. Having a black elected official, that's just not working no more. We see how corrupt they are. So what gives? What do we need to do out here to make things right, ladies and gentlemen? Do people have to take justice in their own hands? What should people do? That's what the white people do. When the government ain't acting in their favor, they start running up in the Capitol building with them things. They're the first to take it to the damn streets if the government isn't doing what they're supposed to do to protect them in their minds. So when black people do it, is that the right thing? I'm asking a question here. Because so-called black leadership, there's no such thing. We have black elected officials who are basically flunkies of the white power structure. And black people are tired of dealing with that. Black people are tired of it. This is what we get. When it comes time to us getting justice, they tell us, well, we got to depend on people like this. We got to depend on our Negro elected officials. Let me shorten this picture. Hold on. We got to depend on people like Uncle Mammy. We got to depend on this. Now, I don't know why Uncle Mammy is dressed in a basketball outfit. And I asked people on Twitter, name the team that Uncle Mammy is playing for. Some of the names were hilarious. Some people said the Chicago Bulldaggers. Some people said the Mammy Heat, not the Miami Heat, but the Mammy Heat. Some said the Los Angeles Lickers. There were some funny names that they said Uncle Mammy will play for. There are some interesting names. You know, the Chicago Bulldaggers is hilarious. But this is who we have as our elected officials that we have to depend on. We're tired. We're tired of bogus elected officials, and we're tired of bogus black media figures. This is why the new grassroots black media, this is where everybody's going. And speaking of old black media, later, and I don't want to beat up on Roland. I really don't. I know that we talk about Roland a lot. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, what's up with Roland? This is Roland right here, popping. What's up with Roland always popping his big bussy all the time? Every time, every other week, there's a video of Roland throwing that bussy in a damn circle. This is disturbing. And I really don't want to beat up on Roland too much, but there's really something going on with Roland. He just has to throw that bussy in a circle. He's always popping it and dropping it. That Bucci cat has seen more work than Megan Thee Stallion's ass. What's going on with Roland, man? That nigga stay throwing that bussy in a circle, man. But anyway, I digress. Anyway, guys. Anyway, that's today's episode of Tariq Radio. It's been real. We had great conversation today. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. Follow me here. Subscribe to the Tariq Radio channel right now, ladies and gentlemen. Subscribe to the channel. Follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. You can still contribute to the making of the Hidden History Museum at HiddenHistoryMuseum.com. We still need your contributions because we're still putting the museum together. We still need your contributions, family. HiddenHistoryMuseum.com. I will holla at you guys this Sunday. Y'all have a great evening, ladies and gentlemen.